start with a brief introduction to Ayna Mechachtos. Ayna is when you overcharge or undercharge, it works symmetrically. You overcharge Pachas Mishtos, exactly Ishtos, Yosem Mishtos. There are different dinim. Pachas Mishtos is Kana Umachzer. Pachas Mishtos is Kana and Mechila. Nothing goes back. Exactly Ishtos is Kana Umachzer Ana. The Kinyan is Chal, but you have to refund the Ana either direction, pay the rest, or give back the extra. Yosem Mishtos is Bitl Mechach. The whole Mechach goes back, and the money goes back, the Chafetz goes back. Mum is a different din. Mum v'Mechach is a din that Mechach Tos. Find something wrong, defined as a mum by halacha. Again, the halacha here is just bitl mekach, no shtus, no anything. It doesn't matter how much it is, it could be less than a shtus. Halacha is bitl mekach, and the whole thing gets reversed. Now, when it comes to ona, the Mishnah, the Gemara has a din of ashir, kishayar, latagar. If a person realizes he's been overcharged or undercharged, he's undercharged or been overcharged, he can go back to the other side and say, you have to give him back the money. However, there's a certain time frame you have to do that. It's called Kedesh Yair L'Tagar, the time that it takes to, after the sale went through, to go to a Tagar, who's an expert in these things, ask him, tell him the terms of the deal, this is the price, did I get a fair price or not? He'll tell you it's not, then you go back to the other side and say, we have to reverse the sale. So you have a certain share. After that share, if you don't do any, if you either found out you were ripped off and you didn't say anything, or you didn't find out, you didn't bother to go to the Tagar, the halacha is you no longer have the right to go to the tagar. This is not a gzeirah kasev. It's not a drasha, as far as I know. It is simply a svara. The poskim say that you are mochel. There's actually some discussion of what happens if you can prove that you weren't mochel. Is it a low plug? Is it a smaz lashon of butla daito etzel kaladam? That most people will be mochel. Whatever it is, that's the din.
Are you talking about the ona specifically?
Ona specifically, yes.
Are you put them together, ona and mekach tais, are they related at all? Or ona is a din, special din Torah, is it not? And mekach tais,
they're closely related. There are many, many chalukim. We'll discuss some of them today, but they're related. They're
not coming from the same place.
Even ona, the post can point out, the ona is a lav. The Ramban, I think, says in his Pirush HaTorah, the lav of ona is mefurish b'Torah. All the dinim, certainly Chazal's three madregas of shtus, pachas mishtus, yeser mishtus, the whole halacha bitl mekach shteinish anywhere in the Torah. Ramban, I think, is mesupik whether it's drabanan, whether it's a svara. As a matter of fact, the Ramban shita is that the Gemara says the Gemara says that certain things are nismayed from ona, karka, avadim, shtaris. So the Ramban actually noted to say that the lav of ona applies to all of them. The dinim of Chazaras are not nismayed. That would imply the dinim of Chazaras are not daraisa if we have drushes that are nismayed karka. Midach Gisa, it isn't really, the Gemara doesn't make any of these drushes, anything to do with shtus or anything. The Gemara doesn't have any drushes. Could be a together of Atara Masru L'Chachamim. But at the end of the day, most of the dinim of Chazaras are not are treated as though they're svaras that we work with. It's all Milsa L'Tali B'Svara. And it's true, it is different from Bitl Mekach, but we don't really treat it as, except really for the dinim of Karka and stuff like that, we don't really treat it as Geras HaKasev, we treat it pretty much as if it were a Svar. Right, so now the question is, as we said, there are many differences between Bitl Mekach and Ona. One of them we mentioned already, Bitl Mekach has no share. When you're dealing with a Mum, Bitl Mekach is used, the term is used by Ona too, but the din of Mum doesn't work with Shiurim at all. Mum is chozer even on a mashu, and mum applies even to karka. Those drushes are limited to ona. Mum is different. Now the share of kishiyar latagar also. When it comes to ona, Chazal rekaveh the share of kishiyar latagar. That after that there's a mechila. That even the din of shtus agav the poskim say is a gedra of mechila. Why is pachas mishtus kano machzor ona? So at least some poskim say it's because pachas mishtus is kano yinam machzor ona because it's a mechila at least. Some start them in the poskim, so they're also svaras, as we said before. Im kolzeh, when it comes to ona, there's a shir kishiyar latagar, that you have a certain zman which you can go back. After that, there's a presumption of mechila. When it comes to mum, the halacha is, according to most or all poskim, there is no shir of kishiyar latagar. And that's what the Rambam establishes here in one of the first items on our list, that there's no din kishiyar latagar on mum b'mekach. The Rambam says in Mechira Tazvav Gimel, there's no shir kishiyar latagar. Return it whenever you want. According to most poskim, pashtus, this means even if kama shanim have elapsed after you found the moment, lomi boy, if you didn't find the moment until many years passed, then you can return it. But pashtus, the Rambam, means even if time passed after you found the moment, you just didn't say anything for a long time, the halacha is still, it's mechatos, you can be chazir, there's no shir kedesh yar latagar. However, there is one restriction, the Rambam says, usually yishtamesh from mekach akar shiyad b'mum. This is as long as you did not use the mekach after finding out about the mum. You could have used it before you found out about the mum. You can use the car for 5 years, then you found a mum. That's not a problem. As soon as you found out you stopped using it, you can return it. Avlam nishtamesh bo akar shira mum, harizim machal v'ni achal ha'chzir. So this also has dine mechila, it's not tali on yar l'tagar, it's tali on continuing to use it after you find the mum. That's how the Rambam paskins, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that is how pretty much everyone paskins. Halacha, that there's no share when it comes to mum. The only halacha is that if you continue using it after you find the mum, then that constitutes mechila, that's a raya to mechila, and you can no longer be chazir.
That's the lashon that it's a raya to mechila?
Doesn't say raya, but he says, harei zeh machal.
Harei
zeh machal. Harei zeh machal. Ve'ni achal ha'chzir. The Magen Mishnah brings one of the most heavily debated, controversial dinim, certainly in all of Onam Echachtos, maybe in all of Choshen Mishpat. Wow. One little line, Magen Mishnah gives us an anonymous, Yesh Misha Kasav. Magen Mishnah says, Yesh Misha Kasav, Shem Haya Hadavar Shalakeach Yachal Avchina La'alter. If we're dealing with something, a mum, if the Lakeach could have tested, inspected, and discovered immediately at the time of the sale, something that he could have tested, could have put a test strip in and could have tasted it and seen if the quality was good or not, or up to standard. V'lo hikbir lasas kein, he didn't bother to do that. V'amocher mocher l'stam, and the seller sold it to him stam without any conditions, stipulations, ein achozer. This is a yesh misha kasav that he can't be chazer also. It doesn't say why, but pashkas, again, it's a lashon mechila. The post can generally understand by to a lashon mechila. The same way the Rambam says, if you chose to use it after finding out about the mum, the Rambam calls that mechila. The pashas, that's what the Magen Mishnah means too. That if you had the opportunity, you could have easily, could have tested at the time of sale and you chose not to do that, then you're also not chazer pashas because that is a mechila.
Anything you could have done. I mean, just to bring an example, you buy a used car. It's in the middle of the summer in D.C. It's like 108 degrees. And you buy it and you're driving it around. When the winter time comes, you realize the heat doesn't work.
Post can carve out that.
Somebody could have put the heat on in the summer, and probably Misha and the Baraja would do that. But few people, I think, statistically.
Post can carve out such exceptions for cases where it wasn't. We'll discuss that soon. All the even those who accept this Magen Mishnah, all the different exceptions they carve out, and we'll see. I think that falls in probably into one or more, possibly falls into one or more of the exceptions we'll discuss. But we'll see. So, la'alacha, do we paskin like this Magen Mishnah? That is the matter of considerable debate. So first of all, the Magen Mishnah himself doesn't tell us, we don't always know when the Magen Mishnah brings shittas, whether he's saying in the Rambam, additional, most of to the Rambam, stop telling you halacha, it's chalak on the Rambam, not entirely clear that Chronim debate this, whether this Yesh Misha Kasev can be consistent with the Rambam or not. The Sma seems to think that it is, because the Shulchan Aruch, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which is also one of the Maror Mekomos, Shulchan Aruch is pretty much Mila b'Mila, the Rambam. Amarcha l'chaveru karka o'eved o'behemo sharman taltam nintzav o'mekach mum shal yadba l'kev mechziru afilu l'achar kamashanim mechach tosu hu shal yishtamish mechach achash yadba mum avalim nishtamish b'achash yira amum reizem machal v'ni achalach l'achzer. Pretty much Mila b'Mila, the Rambam, kedarko, particularly in Chazon Mishpat. And the Sma in Sivkan Yud, another item on the list, the Sma brings the Magen Mishnah. Doesn't even say it as a Yesh Misha Kasav. He just says, the Rambam says, in the Shtamesh, then you forfeit the right to be reverse the sale. Sma says, Hu adinim hayadavar shalakech yachal avchina la'alter, kun shichol anasas, latam of laik berlasas kain, amalchim rachal astamin, ein achazer, kachkas and Magen Mishnah Shem. Sma explicitly understands that this Magen Mishnah is consistent with the Rambam, with the Shulchan Aruch. He brings it, not even as a Yesh Misha Kasav, on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma thinks that these dinim go get along perfectly well. Now, many Acharim disagree. Starting with the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is not on the list of Maror Mekomos, but some of the things he has are basically people responding to the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech doesn't understand how this Yesh Misha Kasav can stem with the Rambam. Mishnah Melech writes, He says, Ein Safek, that the Yesh Mishakatzev of the Magen Mishnah disagrees with, among others, the Rambam, because he says, first of all, he says, according to the Yesh Mishakatzev, it's mashma, there's no chiluk between Ono of Damim and Mum. The Tain of Yochel Havchino, that you forfeit the right, again, because the Lumdus ultimately is always Mechila. The Lumdus of both Mum and of Ono ultimately boils down to Mechila, whether one is Drushes and Karka, whatever, but at the end of the day, they're both Svaras and Mechila. The Svar of the Yesh Mishakasev is... Yeah, the issue, always, any time we have a mum, any time we have an overcharge or an undercharge, what determines whether it will be Yachal Achta or not, or how long it will be Yachal Achta, all the time, all revolve around one question. Is there Mechila, is there no Mechila? Pachas Mishos is Mechila, yes, Mishos is not Mechila, Akashir Tiger is no Mechila, v'chulu, v'chulu. So says the Mishnah Melech that the svara of the Magen Mishnah of Yachal Avchino, the svara of Yachal Avchino ain chiluk ben hana b'damim, which is what we call hana, to mum, and he also says that Yachal Avchino is the same thing as kishiyar l'tagar, and the Rambam clearly says that kishiyar l'tagar does not apply to mum. The Rambam, as we said before, the Rambam Lehedya says that kishiyar l'tagar is only a din hana. Kishiyar l'tagar does not apply to mum. The Rambam understood that mum is such a problem, such an unreconcilable problem that a person is never mochel a mum, and there's no din, no matter how long he waits. Kishiyar l'tagar. So hu adin yachal avchino shouldn't make a difference. According to the Yesh Mishakasav, that yachal avchino would work for the yachal avchino would mean mechila for mum. Hu adin kishiyar l'tagar would. According to the Rambam, that kishiyar l'tagar doesn't apply to Shiar l'tagar doesn't apply to mum, neither would Yachal Avchino. To say it's the Mishnah Melech holds that there's no difference between Shiar l'tagar after the transaction where you had the chance to investigate further, check the price, and you didn't, and you chose not to do so, to Yachal Avchino of the Magen Mishnah at the time of the transaction. That if one is a Mechila, the other is a Mechila, there's no difference. And Meili says, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that we paskin, that there is no din of Kishiyar l'tagar on ona, achra ma'isa hu adin, we would hold, there's no din of yachal avchino b'shas ma'isa, and therefore we don't go like the Magen Mishnah. That's the kasha, that's the svara, the kasha of the Mishnah Melech, that just since the Rambam says is that there's no share, there's no zman, there's no fixed time, until you use it, then waiting doesn't matter. So being able to be mavchin b'shas ma'isa doesn't matter either, unless you're mishtamish with it, then you're Mechel Taka, just like the Rambam says. Just like after the fact, if you found out L'chal HaPachas and you waited, then there is, and you used it, then you're Mechel. So maybe Hu Adin B'Shas Maisa, if it was Yachal Avchino and you were Mishtamish with it, that would be enough. But without Tashmish, the mere fact that you could have been Mavchin is not Ma'ale Omerid, according to the Rambam, L'Gabay Mum.
Is Yachal Avchino Davka like this B'Shas Maisa?
That's what the Magen Mishnah is talking about.
And why is that, like, let's say it wouldn't be Yochel Avchino, but right after, I mean, like, what's the B'Shas Maisa?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure what would happen if it was impossible to be Mavchin at the time, but it was possible to do it easily.
Let's say it was Hakin and Chalipin,
you weren't there, and, you know, like the Elm was discussing a case where we got something in a closed box, and it wasn't practical to open the box until you got home. Yeah, these types of cases. Right, Yesh Lodin, what would happen in such a case? But I'll call upon him. The Mishnah Melech is arguing that since the Rambam says when it comes to the price and Kishiyar L'Tagar doesn't apply to Mum, neither does Yachal Havchin, at least not without being Mishtamish.
Hillel and I had suggested that the part of the, in terms of that question of, you know, what if it's something that, you know, you can check a little bit later, that part of the svara was that while I'm at the shop, if I check it, then if I don't check it, it shows that I don't care. But once I get home, so it's inconvenient to go back. If while I'm here, I don't check, so it shows I don't care. Once I'm home, if I don't go back, it's because I'm already home, I brought it home, I'll take it back when I get a chance to get it back, I don't have to rush back.
Which is, I guess, alluded to a little bit by the Mishnah Melech. When the Mishnah Melech discusses that, whether you can make an even stronger argument against the comparison of Kishayara to Yachal Havchin, he says, the Rambam says Lahedia that that you can machzer mekach later, I was Yachal Havchin. So he says, we can be talking about a case where the mekach was not nasib and mezuman, and it was a mekach b'shas kinyan b'makom acher. So it wasn't around, so he couldn't check, And mashmaus, I guess, would be that the checking afterwards is that wouldn't be something like a Mishnah is talking about. So, see, yesh lodin, right? Yesh lodin, that what the deal with checking afterward is. I'll call upon him. That's the position of the Mishnah Melech, that according to the Rambam, Yochel Hafkin wouldn't work, at least not without being mishtamish afterward. And this is the shita of several other Akronim also. Even Akronim who accept the Mishnah Melech, even some of the Akronim who accept the Magen Mishnah, some of them explain that the Magen Mishnah is taka only talking about a case where, in addition to being able to be mavchin b'shas hamekach, you then went ahead. A, you didn't bother to check, and B, you then went ahead and used it. This is the sheet of the Nesivus. Nesivus basically is answering the Mishnah Melech's question by saying that's good for what the Magen Mishnah means. Nesivus says, he brings a smat, and he says that hu adin yachal avchino, and he says zedafka if you mishtamish po. It's mamish like finding out about them. In other words, Nesivus is masbir that being able to check is like taka like finding out about the mum afterwards. Just like finding out about the mum afterwards, you're not mochel until you went ahead and used it. So too, being able to check, also you're not mochel until you went ahead and used it afterwards. But just because you made a kinyan and walked home with it, if you didn't use it yet, you can still be chazer. That's how the Nesivus understands the sma and the magen mishnah.
Can you say that again?
The Nesivus agrees to the Mishnah Melech in principle that the idea of Yochel Avchino is like the equation between Yochel Avchino at the time of the sale. Is taka correct to equate that to finding out about the mum afterwards and waiting, which the Rambam holds does not work when it comes to mum. That just like when it comes to mum, there's no share afterward, no matter how long you wait until you choose to use it, there's no mechila. So too, having declined to inspect the Bashas Maisa, and then waiting indefinitely, you don't forfeit. There's no mechila. You don't forfeit your right until you use it. Just like the Rambam agrees that once you found out about the mum afterward, as soon as you then choose to use it, you are mechil. So too, if you could have checked the Peshas Mais and you didn't, and then you chose to use it, then those two are taka the same din. Mamish like the anacha the Mishnah Melech. That's cool for the Magen Mishnah meant that it's mamish like finding out afterwards, and you taka no mechila until you go ahead and choose to use it. That's the shita of the Nesivus. That is the shita of other achronim. Also, Pesach Teshuva brings this from other achronim too. He says, this is the shita of some achronim, that the Magen Mishnah Gufa is only talking about a case where you then went ahead and used it after declining to test for the defects. Many other Akronim disagree. Truma Sakri, Pesach Teshuva brings the Shvus Yaakov, Chesed Lavram, Marsham. Many other Akronim disagree, and they say that no, the Mishnah Melech's entire Hanacha is wrong. Being able to test it and choosing not to is different than finding out about the Mum B'Poel after the sale. Finding out about the Mum after the sale in a Chinami. You could hold on to it indefinitely. There's no Mechila until you choose to use it after finding out. B'Shas Maisa, being able to test and not testing is a mechila right away, even before using it. And as some of them point out, hagaba atzmacha. Everyone agrees, even the Nesivus agrees, everyone agrees, pashtus, that if you actually saw the mum b'shas ma'aseh, the mum was open and he pointed it out to you even, or you saw it, it was in full view, tells you the heat doesn't work in the car, and you try it and you see and it doesn't work, and you know it doesn't work, everyone agrees that then you can't come back and complain the heat doesn't work. I mean, you saw it, and Aldas came, you bought it. So says the Marsham and these Achronim, Magen Mishnah is Yochel Avchino, blives the kilo you saw it. By not testing, you're kind of stipulating that it might be there and I don't care. So anything that happens b'shas hamekach, avada is very different from finding out achra mekach. Anything that lomi bo, if you actually found out b'shas hamekach, but even if you could have found it out b'shas hamekach, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter if you're mishtamish or not, that itself is a mechila right away. If you don't find out about it until after the sale is done, that's when we have the Rambam's rule that it's only if you are mishtamish with it. If you're not mishtamish, then you're not mochel.
This is just like the pashtus in the Magen Mishnah, right?
Yeah, that's probably the pashtus. That's the pashtus in the Magen Mishnah. They accept it la'alacha, or l'chol hapachas. Marsham says it's a sveikah d'dina. Marsham, Rav Guvre, he brings kama gedole achronim, early achronim, later achronim, who accept the Magen Mishnah, l'chol hapachas it's a safek, and the muksa, if the seller is muksuk, he wouldn't have to give back the money. He could tell you that it's kimli like the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah is ikur, l'chol hapachas a safek, that you were malchal by not choosing to test. And even if you were a mishdamish, you could have had to say kimli like the pashas in the Magen Mishnah, not like the nesivus's understanding. And even if there was no use of the chayfetz after the purchase, the mere fact that he could have chosen to test and didn't itself constitutes a mechila.
And they make shulam between this and the Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Yochel HaHafkin, like the Mishnah Melech said. The Rambam can be told in a case where it wasn't practical to be Mafkin at the time of the thing. Elamai, you found out later. So later, the Rambam says, you know, there's no Gvul. Later, you could, no matter how long it takes, there's no Mechila. Mashenka, if you could have checked Mishas Maisa, then there is Mechila Gemura immediately without any Yishtamshus, and that's the...
I don't know if the Sma is Mavur, but the Sma,
you need some kind of Hasbro. The Sma tells us that the Magen Mishnah is consistent with the Rambam, doesn't tell us how, as we'll discuss. There's at least one other way to miyashiv the Magen Mishnah with the Rambam, so you know, we don't know what the Sma held.
It's not mashmah like
this,
the Nesivus is
Pshat,
not so
Seivah
with the Sma.
The Nesivus seems to think he is saying Pshat and the Sma, because that's the signet of Dvarav, both in the Biurim and the Chidushim. He kind of brings the Sma and then says, Hainu, when you're Mishdamish. It's pretty chaser, if that's what he meant. I agree, it's a big dachik to say that. That's why the Mishnah Melech asked it for a kasha. The Mishnah Melech didn't just say that's Pran Mag Mishnah. Mishnah Melech just asked it for a kasha and Blayav Shrer.
Right.
But the Nesivus like agreed with it and just took it around with it like that. So, yeah. Now the crucial thing is, though, that many Achronim discussed a number of, even to the extent that we accept the Magen Mishnah, many Achronim accept a number of, I don't know if he's going to get into this or not, but many Achronim accept a number of restrictions, limitations on the Magen Mishnah, a number of kind of overlapping and intersecting ideas. It has to be Yochel LaHavchin, Lafuke, things like if you could only have been Mavchin al Yidei great tircha or expense, or Lafuke, if there was no reason for the buyer to suspect such a thing, it was completely out of the blue, it was something that there's no Havmin, it should be there. Or La Fouque things where for other reasons the Derek wasn't to check, just to go through the language of some of the Achrayim. Marsham tells us in one of his tshuvas that the Iker Tam of discussions, the Iker Tam of the Yesh Mefarshim of the Magen Mishnah is because by choosing not to check, you're showing that you're Mochel, that it's okay with you. And the case he's talking about, he says, where it's Mavur, that it was such a strange thing, it was clear from both parties and neither of them had any Havmina that'd be a problem. The fact that he didn't check, and why should he check? He has no reason to believe that there's any sort of problem. Similarly, some posts can use a gedder of something which is not the derech to check. So the Kesef Kedushim and the Shulchan Aruch, the Bechacher, he talks about cases where even if it's Yochel Hafkin, but if it's not the derech of Tagarim Tzvi Mafkin, he gives an example of wine where it is possible to test certain types of purity. It wasn't the derech to do that. So he says, everyone agrees that's a mum. The fact that I could have checked doesn't matter if it's clearly not something that normal people don't do. The example you mentioned before, if we accept that it's not the derech of people to test the heat in the summer, then now I actually don't know if that's true. If I was buying a car, I it's been a long time since I bought one, but I don't know. Last time I bought a car, I took it to a mechanic and I asked him, check it out for me, and I don't know how thorough he charged me, $90 for it, and hopefully he did as thorough a check as was practical. So I don't know if he checked the heat, but that's a Matthias question. Is it the derech of people, to do this kind of checking or not? And furthermore, some posts can use a different agdara, some posts can say that the testing has to be practical and realistic. If it's difficult and expensive, then not. So, for example, the Kiryas Melech Rav, Nachan Ephraim's son, Kiryas Melech Rav deals also with the Mishnah Melech's question that the Rambam tells us that waiting is not mechila. That waiting is not mechila, but checking it b'shas ma'isa, the Magen Mishnah says, is mechila. And he qualifies the Magen Mishnah. Not sure if exactly he's going to answer this question or another question, but he says, Magen Mishnah Vada is limited, he says, to a case where it's Yochel and Asos or La'alter Miyad B'lishim Tarech. In such a case, by not checking it, you're showing that you're Mochel. He uses Lashon Mechila, but he says if it takes either Tircha or time to recognize the Mum, then even the Magen Mishnah agrees that that's not Mechila. And who didn't finding out afterwards, he says, is also, I'm not sure if those two things are connected, but who didn't finding out afterwards is not Mechila. But I'll call upon the basic point he makes. Avada is that if there's Tircha involved, or time, then there's no mechila. There's no hechrich to say there was any mechila in such a case. The different Malkiel also goes with such a such an approach. He talks about someone who bought a clock, a Mara Shos, and turned out to a Samum, and the Shaila was, it was a Mum that could have been found, but maybe it ran slow or something, or it didn't ring at certain times of the day, whatever it was. The way he describes it was, the Mum was Efshir Lavchino, not immediately, but it would take several hours. So he says that this is no Shaychus to the Magen Mishnah of Yochel Lavchino. He says, since it would take several hours, that's not called, I could have inspected B'Shas Ma'is. He says, what does that mean? You tell the Mocher, I want to take it for inspection before we do the sale. Let me have it for 6 hours so I can check it out. The Mocher wouldn't do that, he says. So again, whether it's because it's not the Derech, it's too much Tercho, because it wasn't realistic for him to be able to do that. But again, that's not called Yochel Lavchino. Yochel Lavchino has to mean something which is practical and realistic and able to do. So all these things kind of fall into roughly the same family of exceptions, that the inspection has to be realistic and plausible and something that it would occur to me to do. There is one other major exception which poskim debate, and this is actually be machlokas, which might overlap or might not. That is, does the Magid Mishnah Svar of Yochel Lavchino apply even where the Mocher stipulated that it is in good condition or that this mum isn't there? So some poskim say, I rely on the Mocher. If he told me it wasn't there, why should I check it? He didn't just say, as is. He told me that this is in working condition, so I have to mistrust him. So that's a big debate in the poskim. First one to discuss this was the Ranach. The Ranach proposes this chiluk, that maybe if he told you it was good, then you don't have to worry about it. He says it's not mastaverti mechalik. He doesn't explain why, he just says it's not mastaverti mechalik. Other Acharonim do say this chiluk. Acharonim go back and forth on this. The Divrei Chaim, Sanzerov, Taka says, the Lashon of the Magen Mishnah, he points out, well, as we read it earlier, if you read the Magen Mishnah carefully, his language is that Hamocher Mochel Ostam. Mashmos is, it's only if he sold it to you Stam. If he sold it to you and told you that this is good, don't worry about this, maybe there's no chiyuv. To test it. This was proposed by the Radvaz too. The Radvaz likes the Magen Mishnah too. The Radvaz says the Magen Mishnah is Divrei Tam, nobody's chalik on it. He doesn't bring any chalikim, he says it's Mustaver. He says, what?
Like if somebody buys a car, it doesn't have an engine.
You want to say such a thing, it's preposterous that he'd be Meichel. You want to say such a case, it's just preposterous to say that he is Meichel. It could be. I don't remember if I saw anyone who said that beferish, but I certainly could hear such a svara that beyond a certain point, it's just inconceivable that he's Meichel.
The point is that you're buying an umdanot, right? That he wasn't. Even check it.
Right, yeah. It's an umdanah that he's being muggled. Yes, you can argue. No, it's not a knas, right. No, it's not a knas. It's not some kind of svara that would be unfair to the seller or something. Right, Pasha says it's a svara mechila. And you're right, if the argument is so clear that he wasn't muggled, I definitely could hear that would be a counter umdanah that he's not muggled. Turning to another area of the sugya, The Rambam, as we started with, the Rambam says that if you're mishtamish with it, then after you found out that it has a mum, that's mechila. So the Ritva also talks about being mishtamish. The Ritva actually is talking about onah, not mum. But the Ritva says a similar idea. The Ritva says, what happens if you're mishtamish with the thing and then you want to claim onah? He says it depends. There are three, and then he says four distinct cases. First case is if you used it before you found out about the onah, then that's pashut. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason to say any mechila. Then all the dinei onah apply. If you found out after you makir the onah, right, and then you kept on being mishtamish before you even informed the seller, then you're machal onah. So he says mishtamishus again, like the Rambam says, is machal onah. So shem lo kein lavel mishtamish, but given to havi bitl mekach. In a case where the onah is bitl mekach, and you have to give it back, and you kept using it, well, why are you using it? If you're planning on giving it back, you have the shalat time, you want to bring it back to the store, then stop using it. So then he said, if you continue to use it, that's mechila. And the third case is, if you makir the onah, but you first notified the seller that you plan to give it back, and then you kept using it, then there is no mechila of the onah. You have to pay for using it. That's a different part of the sugya. I don't know if we're not going to get into that today. But then he says, if you notified the seller of your intent to return it, then you're continuing to use it, does not constitute a mechila. Then he says a fourth din is that using it never constitutes a mechila if it's exactly a shtus. Because exactly a shtus, what happens? You have to adjust the price, but you don't give back the chayfetz. Why shouldn't you use it? The chayfetz is not going back anyway. The chayfetz is staying in my rishus. We can argue about adjusting the price, but why shouldn't I use it? So you don't see any mechila by continuing to use it. In Stavra mode, so those are the Ritva's four categories. So for our purposes, the two basic points the Ritva's making are Ishtamshus is a mechila if done after finding out about the mum, like the Rambam. The Ritva's Mosif Adin, that Ishtamshus is not a mechila if you first notify the seller that you intend to return it.
Just 2 points about being mishtamish with it, constituting a mechila. I'm assuming that's because you're using it after it's, if you want to return it, is a pelach is shalik
v'hagen. Yeah, we'll elaborate on that shortly.
Since you're doing something, otherwise would be doing something shalik v'hagen, that boy is a mechila.
That's what I would assume the Ritva means. We'll see from some of the Achronim it's possible they didn't understand like that, but that's what I want to get to a little bit soon. The Ritva is not really mad, but the Ritva just says if you use it in Lokain, lo have a little shtamish, but you shouldn't be using it. So Mela it's Mechila, it doesn't say more than that. Mashenkin, if you're Modia the Mocher, then not. So the problem obviously is with the Hasbro you said is that what changes if you Modia, what we have to understand is what changes. So then he's telling you he's being an Avarian maybe, and he's telling you I am an Avarian, I'm planning on giving it back, I'm still using it, I'm a Gazlan, but don't, hard to know exactly what the Ritva means, and we'll try to get a little more deeply into this in a minute. As we mentioned, the Ritva was talking about, the Rambam originally was talking about Mum, the Ritva is talking about Ona. Machan Ephraim extends the Ritva to Ona, to Mum too. The Machan Ephraim says, "Him nimtza mum b'mekach v'hodio." This is also one of the Maror Mekomos. V'hodio v'achan l'shtamish bo. If you found a mum and he shtel su, the Ritva's chiluk between modia the mocher and not the same thing. It applies to mum that just like the Ritva says that even though ishtamshus is normally a mechila when it comes to ona, but once you modia him that you plan on returning it, for some reason ishtamshus is no longer mechila. Says the Machan Ephraim, the same thing applies to mum. Bittel mekach, it doesn't work for shtus, there's no such thing. It's always a mechila. It's always bittel mekach when you find a mum, but a shtamshus is mechila. Says Machan Ephraim, the same thing applies. Just like the Ritva, the same thing applies. That even though a shtamshus would be a mechila, but if you inform the mocher that you plan to return it, then the bittel mekach, then the shtamshus is no longer a mechila, as I state in Machan Ephraim and Ritva. So we have to understand why, as we said, and well, he can address that through a discussion comes up in the end of the Pesach Tshuva, one of his last Maror Mekomos. Pesach Tshuva, and as we'll discuss a few other Achronim too, Pesach Tshuva brings from the Sefer Orchis Mishpat. They discuss Kamen Shaila, what happens if the buyer buys something, he starts to use it. In midst of his Ishtamshus, he discovers a mum. The problem is, stopping right now and returning it and stopping to use it would be difficult or impossible. He bought a car. He's on the road somewhere on a cross-country trip, finds a mum. What's he going to do? He has all his bags in the car, his kids, his families, they're all there. If he just says, okay, you can take back your car, I'll park it in the holiday parking lot, you pick it up, but what am I supposed to do? I have a family with 8 suitcases here. So the Pesach Tshuva brings from the Orchis Mishpat, who says that talks about a couple of dinim. One of them has to do with if he doesn't know the halacha and he used it and he doesn't know that it's usher to use it, then it's not a mechila. That's the first din. Focus for now on the second din he brings. Imra hamum b'derach. He saw the mum on the way, like a horse, he says. So he said, and he kept riding the horse after finding the mum. So he says, he wants to return it. He wants to give it back, but he can't do it right now. He says, is that a mechila or not? So he says, do we say mechila? He says, he's vada not, he says. He's a migod lahechrach because of his great need. He kept on using it. What's he supposed to do? Holech baragla v'yolech b'yodav ha'gol. He should carry his wagon by hand. So he says, l'chara, there's no mechila, but tzarachi in God. Pesach Tshuva himself strongly endorses that conclusion. Pesach Tshuva says, b'din ha'beish n'shtamish mikach ones. He brings that case. He says, and the analogy he makes is just like the halacha is, we started by saying that oh no, if you wait the share of Kedesh Yara, that's mechila, but the halacha is if you wait machmas ones, then there's no mechila. So to here, Ishtamshus is mechila, Ishtamshus machmas ones is not mechila. We'll discuss whether that is a good sushil or not. But the basic conclusion is also accepted by a number of other Gedolei Achronim from that time. We have the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, very, very briefly, but just Kalach Riyad tosses this out and says, Shimush Mitzad HaHechrach, Gonshay Baderach, Chiyotzi Bazev, Vadai Dein Zeraya Al Mechila. So, certainly doesn't count to any kind of Raya for Mechila. And the Marsham. Marsham also paskins the same thing. Marsham was talking about a different case. Marsham was talking about a case of a guy rented a store, a commercial property, in other words, and he brought in all his merchandise. In the middle of the term, there was some problem that was discovered with the building, and he would like to reverse the sale or the rental. The problem was he can't just immediately grab all his merchandise out. It's a major operation to move an entire inventory, to move it out. Not practical, he says. Not only can't he move it out, tukri dibur, it sounds like he couldn't even move it out for days or weeks or months even. He couldn't do anything in the middle of the year. So the Marsham says, he says that we find takin hilchas chiras, Chazal required people to give notice, particularly for commercial properties, but chlal, Chazal required you to give notice because it takes time to find a new place. So he says, leka tainas mechila. In such a case, if he kept using it, we can't infer mechila. And he says, and he makes the same tushla as a pesach tshuva. It's like the sheriff deshiyar latagar, that if you don't do anything by ona, not by mum, the Rambam doesn't apply to mum, but by ona l'chal apachas, where there is a sheriff deshiyar, but l'maisa, if there's an onus and you miss the share because of onus, then it's like the share didn't pass yet. So to where, if you mishta, where here the share doesn't apply, because sheyar l'tagar is not going to get to mum, but the din of ishtamshus does. But the vayter onus applies. The same way onus applies to the sheriff deshiyar l'tagar, the onus also applies to the din of ishtamshus. And l'char, this is, for many years I have now understood this, l'char, this is tamua. Bishlam of the sheriff deshiyar l'tagar, I'm not doing anything wrong. There's no isser for me to wait. The only problem is that waiting, there's nothing be'etzim osser about waiting. Waiting is normally a vayz that I'm ochel. If I choose to wait, most people wouldn't wait vayz tais. So, and if I wait, I'm ochel. If I have a reason why I waited, then I'm not ochel. That makes a lot of sense. Here, l'char the hezber and the ritva, certainly the ritva, the way the Rambam, the ritva b'chlal, who says the ritva's lashon of why ishtamshus is mechila, is shem lokin, lo havelu l'shtamish. You're not allowed to use it. So you're saying, well, it was very hard. So are they saying that's a heter to use it l'chatchila? It's his property. It's a mum. You want to claim mechachtos. Do they actually mean that you have the right l'chatchila to do this? Because it's hard for you to take all your suitcases out and your schar out in the middle. What kind of heter is that? If it's not your property, why would that be a heter? Elamai, they mean it's not a heter l'chatchila, but b'diavad, it's not a mechila. Why not? L'maisa, once it would be gzela for you to do it, it's not like a shiara tagar, there's no gzela. It's just a question of am I mochel or am I not mochel. So, okay, so if I'm an onus, I'm not mochel. But here, you're not allowed to do it. So, see, maybe they mean tagar that they understand that the onus actually is matter you to do it. Not 100% clear why that would be true. Why would an onus allow me to use your property without permission? I don't know. But they're not actually clear whether they're being matur l'chatchila or not. But I'll call upon him. This is what these Gedolei Achronim all say, that if you're mishtamish machmas onus, that does not constitute a mechila.
The person was all the shimush that the guy did with it before. Does he have to pay for it?
So that's a good question. That's a whole separate question in these halachas. The Ritva Tochadvarim. Well, you can ask a few questions. You can ask, what about the ishtamshus that happened even before he found the mum? So that's the Shulchan Aruch brings that from the Rambam. Sorry?
That was all bonus in the end.
It wasn't yeah. His. The Shulchan Aruch brings from the Rambam that if someone sells karka and he eats peris, and la'achar's man, he found the mum, it's taka bonus. You know, the mum was, well, Pashas was bonus, but Pashas was talking about a mum that he couldn't have found beforehand even. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say, if you want to be machzir, you have to return all the peris. And if it's a chatzir, there weren't tangible payers. You have to pay rent for all those years. It's a very common challenge. It comes up all the time. You rent a car, you buy a car, you do something, and then you find a mum a month and a half in. Do you have to pay rental for the period that you had? The Rambam says you do at least when in the context of karka. There actually is a major machlokes achronim why. Some say it's mikra din because l'maisa you were mishtamish b'shel chavero without having a right to do it. You owe him as a nana of some sort. Other achronim say the mechayev is ribbis. It would look like ribbis because you basically gave him the cash. Now you're taking the cash back, and in exchange, you used the rabbanan. It would be a shayla mechzik ribbis. Lamaisa, many, perhaps most Acharonim say it's Midin Chashon Mishpat. There is a major shaila whether this applies to Metalshalon also or not.
According to the first svar, that could be less than if there's a proper kitzva, like Mishdarshi or Hana, right?
Again?
The Hana that you have, like after the fact, without a kitzva, could be significantly less than if there was a proper amach of a rental, right?
Okay, that could be, yeah. That could be. But nice, I think it is pretty eiskehalten that...
Between how much?
How much you have to pay, okay.
If it's like Mechzik Ribbis, maybe you'd have to pay. Like,
yeah.
Either there'd be a kitzvah.
I hear. Okay, that's an interesting possible nafkamina. I'm not sure. Well, I said there's a major machlokus whether this svara of Nana would apply to Metaltalin. Many posts can basically try to argue Pachse Yoser, as we learned last year, that when it comes to Karka, Karka is always in an exelus, it's Pershus of the Marikami, so any Hanoah that I had is really considered his Hanoah, and I have to pay for him. I shank him Metaltalin, even though I wasn't a bad guy, I didn't mean to do Gzela. Because of the din of metaltal and exalin, I wouldn't have to pay for peros. Others say, no, I'm not a gazlan. I didn't mean to steal it. So you don't say kol gazlan, and say I would have to pay for it. So then that's a big machlokas. This ritva gufa, this ritva pashas is talking about metaltal. He's talking about the din of shtos and yosim shtos. Pashas is talking about metaltal. He does seem to say that you have to pay for the shtamshas. So I think that Akronim bring this ritva as a raya that he seems to understand. Again, this ritva is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. It's brought by some of the Akronim, but. This ritva seems to imply that the din hana, the din, the chiyuv shtamshus, you have to pay for, as that you have to pay for the hana as even by metaltalin else din mishtamish. I don't think he's mashmal ribbis, but kol panim. So this is the sheet of the.
With that, you'll for sure have to pay for it for what you use after you find out.
Yeah.
Ba'onis, so
yeah.
Not as bad then. I mean, it's not yours still, but you're ba'onis, so and you'll pay for it. But what are you supposed to do?
Right. Okay. So I saw, and just one last thing, I saw in the Evan Shoham of Ramosha Perlmutter, he has a letter to the Marsham. He's going on this ritva, he's a mefalpel about this ritva. He's going on that, and that connects to the ritva. So we were asking before, what's the hezber of Ishtamshus Machmas Onus? Is that a matir l'chatchila? If yes, why? Is that not a matir l'chatchila? If not, then why doesn't it show mechila? Unless you say that, well, why shouldn't it show mechila? If you're not allowed to do it, even bonus. We weren't sure what that svara was, but going back to the other part of the ritva says if you're modia the mocher that you plan on returning it, then the shtamshus is no longer a raya to mechila. So again, we have to understand why. Is it because once you're modia him, it becomes mutter to mishtamish, or faker takas tolaser to mishtamish, even though you're modia him? But if you're modia him, then al karchach, you're telling him, and then you go ahead and use it. Al karchach, you're declaring that you're being a gazlan. You told him I'm returning it, and he used it anyway. So al karchach, you're admitting that you're a gazlan. But you can't buy
an omdina if you tell him that you're returning it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That al karchach, we tied you up. You're using it not as a chazara from your statement that you're returning it. Al karchach, you said nothing. Right, nothing can override your explicit dibur. So al karchach, you're just saying you're being a gazlan. But so I saw that the Evan Shoham seems to have understood. The ritva somehow meant to say nachvayder, that it's actually mutter to use it in such a case after you modiah him that you return it, and that he's very troubled by that. He asked the marsham, he has a whole problem thing that he posed to the marsham. What's the hezber in that? He says, since when? Just he says, l'hagabatukav, I'm a shal shlomi das legamri. I just walk over to your thing, and I take it, I become a shal shlomi das, even if I offer to pay for it. He says, does it say anywhere that if I'm modiah the owner, that if I plan to pay for it, is that a heter of shal shlomi das? If I do not, he says, just because you're modiah, that's not malo marid. If you don't get permission to use it, it's not yours, then you can't use it. So what changes? You know, so what happens just because you're modiah him? So we were learning the ritva, like I went to it saying we understood in the ritva that avadi you're not allowed to use it. The ritva never said you're allowed to use it. The ritva just said if you told him that you're returning it, then nothing can override a mafurisha statement. So it's taka oster for you to use it. But if you do use it, we have to say is that an umdana? The answer is no. You told him that you're returning it. So al karchach, when you use it, you either don't know the halacha or you don't care about the halacha. But in chinami, avadi would be oster to use it. Just because you mardia him is not a heter to use it, even if you plan on paying rent. The other shaila, though, of the Marsham and the Archas Mishpat and the Archas Shulchan, if you're an onus, it's talking not clear whether they actually mean that because you're stuck, it's actually a heter to use it, or they just mean that it's not a riot to mechila, but avad, if you ask the shaila b'shas ma'isa, we would tell you that we're sorry for your onus, but it doesn't give you a heter to use your chavar's property without permission.